My message today is one of humbleness, rebirth, and hope. This is a personal story, and my goal is to share a journey I believe is common among us as Christians. 7 years ago, I had a plan. My husband was soon to retire from military service and would need to find employment. Since he and I had similar backgrounds in government security, it made sense that he could easily slip into my job and I would be able to go to school full-time to study interior design. The plan was simple, the plan was perfect, and I was ready to implement. I would move to Logan. My husband and family would stay in West Jordan, and I would travel back and forth on weekends to see them. I applied to Utah State University. I was accepted. I looked for houses, and I had the support of my family. How many times have you made a plan that you thought was rock solid, only to have it crumble before your eyes? Well, that is what happened. The rock solid plan was now a pile of crumbled pebbles. I became angry and fell into a bitter battle with God and truly believed that He wanted me to suffer in misery, embarrassment, and ultimately, I felt He had left me. In my selfish humanness, I proclaimed that if God wasn't going to be there for me, I wasn't going to be there for Him. I went to church when it was convenient for me. I prayed when the prayer was for me. In James 4, verses 1 through 3, says, "What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You desire but do not have, so you kill. You covet, but you cannot get what you want, so you quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive, because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures." I was truly human and selfish. Fast forward to a little over 1 year ago. Upon my return from an overseas trip, my dear husband told me he had been appointed to a church in Brigham City. My initial thought was, "What are you talking about? What about me? What am I going to do? Again, life was about me, right?" So after some time, I set forth to make another plan. I'm a planner, by the way. Somehow, this change was for my benefit. We would move to Brigham City. I would attend Utah State University and again study interior design full time. I was accepted to attend, I would attend Utah State University and study full time. Yes, I was accepted to attend. I was prepared to register for classes. I got a little closer. And then my plan was crushed, this time by my children. I had to choose to make a sacrifice for my children or be completely selfish. Like any good mother, I chose my children. But again, I became angry. And this time, I fell into an even darker place. Where was God? In Philippians 2, verses 3 through 4, it says, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interest, but each of you to the interest of the others." Remember earlier when I said I thought God had left me? Well, He didn't, and He never had. It was me who gave up on God. It wasn't until just a few weeks ago that I was able to recognize God's work in my life. I received a phone call from a friend that I had not talked to in many years. She was my second mother when I was a wayward teenager and young adult. When she called, she said, "I have been thinking of you for a couple of days. I miss you and I love you." Those were the words I needed to hear. We talked and I shared with her my stories of woe. And after we said our goodbyes, I had another God moment. My husband called. It was his voice that I needed to hear at that time. The next day when I woke, I had another God moment. The voice inside me said, "Here is the new plan." I knew in those moments that I was hearing God's plan for me. In Proverbs 16, verse 3, it says, "Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans." And in Proverbs 16, 9, "In their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps." Through the next days, I replayed all the moments when I thought God had left me. I realized that God was teaching me lessons that I needed to learn before I could hear God's plan. Those lessons were of patience, listening, prayer, and surrender. I needed to learn how to pray, to ask for what I wanted, and to be patient for God's answer. I had to learn to be quiet enough to listen to the still small voice that God gives us through the Holy Spirit. And ultimately, I needed to surrender my life unto God and submit to him my willingness to do his work through his plan for me. Matthew 7, verses 7 through 8. "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And the one who knocks, the door will be opened." So, what is this new plan for me? Trust me, I'm still in shock over this. As of now, I have been accepted to study interior design at Salt Lake Community College. We're getting there. It is a 2-year degree instead of a 4-year, like I had originally wanted. But this new plan allows for our youngest son to continue his high school years in a school that is best for him. I am placing my full trust in God because I have a renewed spirit and belief that all good things come from him. I do plan on quitting my job, so there is that praise. That'll be good. And we will stay in West Jordan and split time between here and West Jordan. So we'll see how things play out, and you'll still see me. So to end my story, I am a sucker for positive quotes. So I want to end with one of my favorites from the Dalai Lama. "Remember that sometimes not getting what you want is a wonderful stroke of luck." Okay. All right, so now we have the offer.